Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I have an incredible guest today. His name is Robert Imbriali, and he is a coach, but not just any coach. This guy had coached over 2,000 people in 2 years while working for Tony Robbins. And he's going to be telling us today about selling without selling. So, Robert, how you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on board.
Good, man. So that's crazy. I mean, do the math, man. That's like, 2,000 people. That's 3 people a day, every day of the year. How the heck did you coach 2,000 people in 2 years?
Well, we were running live seminars. We were working for Anthony Robbins and Associates, which was back then Tony's franchise. And we were running seminars. So every Saturday, we'd have a seminar and have, 40, 50, 60, sometimes a couple hundred people in the room. And we offered every single one of them a free coaching session. So we lined them all up, and then what I would do for the rest of the week was come back to that hotel and coach people literally in the hotel lobby. Spent the entire week, day and night, in the hotel lobby working with person after person, lined up hour after, every hour there was another person for me to coach.
That is just crazy. So, when you're coaching these people for an hour, what kind of coaching are you doing?
Well, the position was interesting because I was hired on as the head coach and coach's trainer. And I thought, hey, you know what? I'm a coach. I love to coach. I'm all into this Tony Robbins stuff. I'm going to be able to help a lot of people. And what I quickly realized is what it meant was glorified salesperson. And I just went into there kicking and screaming. And I said, you know what? I don't really want to be a salesman. I don't want to sell. I've never sold before. I have no experience, no background, nothing in this. So it was a little bit difficult for me. But I gave myself the challenge and I said, you know what? I could probably figure this out. And right away, I wanted to do it differently. I didn't want to be the traditional salesman. Here's my sales script. I'm going to follow this. I'm going to strong arm you into buying our $2,495 seminar package. Didn't want to do that. So I was lucky enough that back then that one of the events that we were selling for Tony was a seminar called Power to Influence, PTI for short. It was 36 hours of Tony Robbins on VHS video. And it was fascinating because one of the things that he was talking about was his experience when he worked as a sales rep for Jim Rohn. And he gave a lot of examples of how you stack the value, stack the value, stack the value to the point where your customer is literally begging you to buy from you. And I said, you know what? I think I can incorporate this into selling these seminars and these coaching packages. So it took me a little while, but I started to figure out a system. And really, that's where it became a lot of fun for me because then I was able to bring on other coaches who as well hated selling. And I said, you know what? Yes, we're going to be selling, but that's not the main goal here. The main goal is that we're going to coach. We're going to use our coaching skills, as we're trained to be coaches. We're going to use our coaching skills. We're going to actually help people. We're going to give them real value in the time that we're going to spend with them. And at the end, we're going to make an offer that they can't refuse. And people were like, no, this is amazing. This is exactly what it should be.
That's crazy. But it makes sense. So when we were talking up front, we were talking about the fact that, coaching kind of has a bad moniker to it and leaves a bad taste in people's mouths because there's so many different kinds of coaches. You said head coach and immediately I went to football. But, you think about there's personal coaches, there's strength coaches, there's all these different kinds of coaches. But one of the things that we talked about up front is – everybody in business in one way, shape, or form is a coach. You go to a chiropractor, yeah, they do fix your back, but they also coach you at the end to say, okay, these are the exercises that you have to do. These are the things you have to do after you finish to continue getting better, right? So that's part of the mindset that we need to think about is, how to act like a coach and provide value. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I was actually working with a chiropractor just before Christmas, and he had gone through a lot of traditional sales training. And he spent $30,000 in sales training, learning how to sell the package that he was selling, which is a weight loss program that was really, you know, really for health professionals. It really wasn't meant for, you know, people like you and I to be selling it. And he had done all this traditional sales training, and then he couldn't figure out how to write his sales script. So he paid somebody $10,000 to write a sales script. So he sends me the sales script, and I look at the thing, and he says, "So what do you think?" And I said, "This is an excellent sales script. This is beautiful. This is amazing. And if I were selling your weight loss program, this is the script I would use." So he was feeling all good and everything. And I said, "But if you use this script, you're going to fail every time." And he was like stunned. It's like, "Well, what do you mean? I don't understand." I said, "If you use this sales script, then you're coming across as a salesman. People are not seeing you as who you are. You're the doctor. And your job is to coach them and let them know that their health is in jeopardy. If they're carrying, you know, 100 pounds, 75 pounds, 40 pounds more than they should, that their health is in jeopardy, and they will probably end up type 1 diabetic, and from there it's all downhill." Mm-hmm. So your job is to sit there and to coach them and assume the role of the doctor. Take back your power, get back into the position of doctor, and stop trying to be a salesman.
See, that's so powerful. And that's, you know, this also builds on something of providing value. And providing so much value. You're talking about the Tony Robbins thing, you know, where you and this is very, very typical in the webinar space. You know, you stack bonus after bonus after bonus after bonus, and you turn something that is $2,300, $2,500 into something that's worth $10,000. And you're crazy if you don't get it now. But you're kind of taking it a little bit differently. And I'm assuming this is kind of what you did when you were actually communicating or coaching those people, is you were providing value in a different way, not just stacking on all of this extra stuff. You know, I mean, if you sold me 36 VHS videotapes, tacking on another 20 would not make me want to buy the package, right? So how do you do that? I mean, how do you build value without stacking all of this extra crap on top of it?
In that, you see, when you're talking about a webinar, you're talking about what I call a podium sale. And mm-hmm. a podium sale has to, by its nature, be generic. But if you're coaching, if you're one-on-one, it's not generic, it's custom. Right. So what I'll do is I'll do what I call the diagnosis phase. Let me find out what you really want, Brian, and let me find out why you're not getting it. And now let me stack only those elements of what we're selling that are going to be specific and helpful to you. And let me show you how we're going to get you the result that you're interested in getting. Not everybody, just you. Hmm. So it becomes a very customized sale. And you think, well, this is really hard to do. Well, no, it really isn't. Because if you look at the coaching packages that you're selling, the seminars that you're selling, and that kind of thing, it's like they all provide value in terms of helping people solve X. And that X can be many different X's. It is never just one thing. Mm-hmm. You might say, well, I'm going to teach you how to make money on Facebook. I'm going to teach you Facebook advertising. Great. That's wonderful. That's the thing. But really, if you want to bring it home, you've got to say, and what that means for you is that right now, I know you're living in a, you know, a one-bedroom apartment. You'd really like to have a four-bedroom house on the beach. You know, you'd be able to achieve that probably within 2 years following my system. Mm-hmm. See, I just stacked the value and I made it very personal and very specific to that one person rather than generically, yes, you'll make more money. More money is great, but it doesn't really resonate, right? Because right. Nobody's really interested in money. We're all interested in what money can buy. Mm-hmm. So if you say, I know you've always been wanting to drive a Lamborghini. Well, you know what? I have friends that I've coached or clients I've coached and I've got them there within 6 months or a year or whatever. And they followed my system and they got to that point. They were able to go out and buy that car.
Wow.
Now it's harder for them to say no.
Very true. And one of the things that, you know, that does, I mean, the personalization is incredibly important. Of course, you know me, Mr. Relationship. I mean, I want to, you know, I'm not Mr. Microphone, but, you know, it's one of those kind of things that even though I talk about LinkedIn or I talk about, you know, online marketing and all this other stuff, I mean, it really boils down to principles of, you know, how do you create a relationship where you create value for somebody, and that value, you know, may return to you in money, or it may return to you in referrals, or it may return to you in other ways. And so that's essentially what I see you doing. But now I want to get into a little bit of the antithesis, and that is there's a lot of people out there in the marketplace that do, like you say, these podium pitches. You know, they stack the deck, they do the personalization, they try to get to the visualize, you know, living on a beach and stuff like that, and they don't deliver. So they're basically selling the dream, but they're not selling the substance. How do you overcome that?
Oh, that's so hard, isn't it? It's so frustrating for, I know for you specifically and for me specifically, that's so hard. And it's one of the reasons I'm no longer on a lot of those seminar circuits that I've been on in the past is because so many people were like that. Mm-hmm. They were just like, they were really focused on the dollar that they would make at the end of the day. And it was that speech. And they would go into that seminar thinking, well, you know, here's my goal. I want to make $250,000 for my presentation today. And they would say whatever they need to say, a little bit like a politician, right? Say whatever they need to say to get your vote. Mm-hmm. And your vote that back then is your credit card. And it's so disingenuous and it's so hurtful. And so, you know, one of the nice things about social media is those people get fleshed out a lot quicker. Because mm-hmm. you start to look them up on social media and you find out, you know, are they real? Are they you know, honorable? Do they follow up? Do they really deliver? And you'll find the reviews. Some of them are fake, obviously, but you'll find reviews from people who have been through their programs and bought from them. So I always encourage people to do their due diligence. But, you know, the truth is when you have a program where you're delivering and you are giving them the value that you promised to give them, your marketing need goes way down. Because the referrals start to come in. Mm-hmm. And you literally get to a point where you no longer need to market.
Very true. And so let's dig a little deeper into this. So the selling without selling, because we all, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I hate selling. I really do. I actually hired a coach who taught me how not to sell, you know, because I hate it. I always feel like I'm taking money away from people. And this was the lesson that I learned through this, is she handed me a dollar bill and she says, what is that? And I said, it's a dollar bill. And she goes, no, it's a certificate of appreciation. And the more value you provide to the people that you work with, the more of these they will give you. So if you look at it as a, you know, a gold star, more so than something that is going to buy you a car, you know, that will happen. But the bottom line is those certificates of appreciation have a much higher value than just those dollars. Because, like you said, it leads to referrals. It leads to marketing on top of marketing. It does all that other stuff. So what are some of the other principles or other things that people need to think about to get themselves in the mindset of selling without selling?
Number one is to get your mind off the money. Because mm-hmm. if you're focused on the money, you're going to go wrong. And people will pick up on that energy. We have a horrible relationship with money in this country. It's both positive and negative at the same time. And when that happens, we end up stalling, right? If money in our minds, we could see it only as something positive, we would move towards it. We'd make money all day long and there'd never be a challenge with it. But the problem is we've also seen money with pain, not having enough to pay the rent, can't do this, can't do that. You know, it's always attached to money. So being such a heated subject, I always advise my clients to get off the topic. And instead, what I want you to do, and I do this at the end of the year, people always at the end of the year, you know, they'll make their New Year's resolutions and they'll say, this year is my $1 million year. I'm going to go for the $1 million. And say, don't do that. It's never going to happen. So a better way for somebody like me, speaker, coach, mentor, that kind of person, what's more important to me is how many people am I going to reach? How many lives am I going to touch? And that's the number that I work with because that's more motivating, more inspiring for me, and doesn't have any negativity attached to it. And guess what? The money always follows. The more people I reach out to, the more podcasts I'm on, the more articles I write, the more places I go and speak, the more radio stations I'm on, you know, more and more people will come to me. So I'm not really worried about the money because the moment I focus on the money, I scare my clients away because they feel the hunger, they feel the scarcity.
See, now that is so profound and so spot on. And I really like that concept of how many people am I going to touch? Because if you can affect enough people, they're going to bring more people into the fold. And when I say effect, it's not effect, it's have effect. You know, have something that changes their mindset, changes their lifestyle, changes the way that they think. And I think, you know, the core of coaching is exactly that. It's overcoming obstacles and managing change. Those are the two key things that I think about when I think of coaching, is you have things that are in front of you that are stopping you from achieving what you want, and usually they're self-deprecating, you know, like money. Like you said, it's our fear of money, not having enough money. You know, the other thing is I'm not worthy, all those kind of things. But then the second piece of it is actually being able to visualize the goals that you have. So what is your best advice to get people to get out of that money mindset and to really start thinking about the end result for the end user, providing the value that's going to make the difference?
I was at a seminar about 9-10 years ago. And there was a speaker going up on stage. And before he was going up on stage, he was backstage and he was nervous. I mean, sweating bullets. He was dripping from head to toe with fear. Right. And, you know, we had 400, 500 people in the audience and he was about to speak to them. So I pulled him aside and I said, here, I want you to focus. Look at my eyes. I want you to focus on something. I said, I'm going to say something to you and I want you to just keep repeating it yourself over and over again. And the words were, it's not about you. And what I said to him, I said, you're up there not because you're doing something for you, but you're there to serve those people that you're going to stand in front of. It's about them. Now, I want you in your mind to picture turning the spotlight that's pointed on you and turning it back on the audience, because that's where it really needs to be. It's all about those people. So when you have this mindset I want to be more successful, I want more clients, I want more of this, I want more of that. If you turn that spotlight off of you and your needs and your wants, and you say, I'm going to help other people, you know, the famous Zig Ziglar quote, you know, you can have anything in life that you want as long as you help enough other people get what it is that they want. You know, it's a very famous quote. It makes so much sense. And it's the moment you do that, the moment you make that transition, everything changes. Because all your fears and all the stuff that comes up around that, you know, it goes away. And it's, you know, you're pointing in a different direction. I always look at the actors and actresses in Hollywood. How many of them go by their real names?
Very few.
Very few. You know why that is?
No.
There's a real reason for that. Because once you take on an alternate identity, you can be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all the psychology, all the childhood wounds, all the whatevers that you had growing up, you need to find a way to get past it. Quick way to get past it is change your identity. Become somebody else. That's why they say Hollywood people are fake. They're plastic. Well, they really are. They're trying to be something they're not. You know
what I mean? Yeah, good point.
With that right person, you're connecting with, you know, the public persona that they want you to have. So this is not a bad thing. This is a tool. And like I say, you know, if you've got a lot of fear about selling and you hate to sell, and I was certainly in that position. And when I finally figured it out, I said, you know what? I'm in this coaching session. I'm going to enroll this person into the seminar, but I'm not going to enroll them for my reasons. I'm going to enroll them for their reasons, because they want a better life. And my job is to just simply be the coach. And the coach is a guy who, you know, helps you get through the fog. He holds a flashlight. That's all it is. I'm just going to hold a flashlight and show you where the path is. That's all I'm going to do. No strong arm techniques. All we want to do is just point them in the right direction, shine the light on the path so they can find their way to what they really want.
That, my friend, is outstanding. And it really kind of brings home the whole points that we've been talking about. Rob, man, this has been just incredible. And I hope people will go back and listen to this again and take some good notes, because I think there's a lot of golden nuggets in this. So if people want to learn more about you, your coaching, what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
My name, Robert Imbrielli. That's robertimbrielli.com or at Robert Imbrielli on Twitter, on Facebook, all the social networks. And that's the best way to get a hold of me, actually. I'm on social pretty much all the time, mostly communicating with people I work with.
And those who are listening, spell your last name so they know that.
Imbrielle. And how you pronounce it, you just pronounce all the letters. Just remember that, Imbrielli.
Gotcha. And Robert is very approachable on social media and stuff like that. So I really recommend that you check him out on LinkedIn, check him out on Facebook, follow his stuff. He does some great things. I have had the pleasure of being on your show a few times, and I'm so excited to have you on here today. Man, you dropped some incredible sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs on my peeps, man. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you, your time, your energy, and your insights, man. This has been fantastic. Thanks for coming on.
I so appreciate you as well, Brian. Thank you for being a friend and for having me on, you know, one of the top-rated podcasts in the world.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.